So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
6:58 at 960 The Quake. Our Quake News Team special this week, which we're running at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m., is called basically a vacation in your own backyard, where our Quake News Team reporters went out and found many great places in the Bay Area that you can spend some time at without really leaving the Bay Area. It's coming up in just a second. And then, 7 to 10, keeping it real with Will and Willie at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. Good morning, Will Durst, and good morning, Willie Brown.
Good morning. And they give you no bargain for that. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. How was your weekend?
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Oh, it was hot.
Yes. I heard you giving numbers that were dramatic. You talked about how this was the average greater than 2005, and 2005 was apparently the greatest ever of the century. It's incredible.
It's 108 at my house, and I'm watching a Tom Brokaw special on global warming, and I'm going, you know what? I'm going to just kill myself.
I don't need any. I have the empirical evidence.
And we anticipate a very hot time down here today with Ed Schultz, obviously still in the river, wherever he is, cooling off. Molly Ives, who has regularly been given bush hell. She's the one that identified him as Shrub, I think. She's on today. And then, of course, we're looking all over the world to see if Tiger Woods will cry for us in victory.
He did cry yesterday.
Yes, he did cry yesterday. And we also...
And I cried when Armando Benitez came to the mound.
Yeah, who cried as well when he threw his glove in view of the fact that he gave the guy who can hit no better than I can.
A 1-2 slop ball right down batting... Practice, fastball, down the... Oh,
yeah. A big meatball.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have been six in a row, and we would have continued to hold on to first place. But now we're back, below the radar screen.
Now the boys will go get him in Washington starting tomorrow.
Yeah, they got three against Washington, three against Pittsburgh, and then three against Washington here. So Washington and Pittsburgh are both... They're both sellers in the market.
And they're both teams who are in the planning stages for the future.
And we're planning for a great show here at Keep It Real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. We welcome our new producer, Alan Roberts, who produces this program. Fine job. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at quakeradio.com. You're hearing San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station, broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. Bay Area Backyard Escapes. Some unique locations local residents can visit to make you feel like you're getting away in your own backyard.
I never knew that they have a place like this out here.
Lake Chabot, nestled in the hills above Castro Valley in San Leandro, Patience ducks out of her office job nearly every day to join the hikers, the bikers, and a few people on horseback.
This place is awesome. I like the water. I like the trees. I like everything about it.
Lake Chabot is 315 acres and was created back in 1874 by Anthony Chabot. It originally served as a water supply for the East Bay, but that's no longer the case. Park supervisor Joe Britton says it is a backup water supply, so no swimming allowed, but it is now mainly used for fun and frivolity.
I always tell people, I believe you're safer here than you are in your neighborhood. People come here to relax, to enjoy nature, bird watch, get some exercise. It's really not a place people go for trouble.
No, people come here instead to get out of the rat race, to breathe in the fresh air, hang with the rabbits, the deer, and the squirrels. Fishing also a big deal.
There's bass that breed here. I think the lake record's close to 18 pounds, so there's been some big bass caught out of here.
As evidenced by Anthony, who had his very first man-beast struggle on the waters of Lake Chabot.
One time I almost catched a big fish. I was almost getting it. It scraped me right here, and I had to put ice.
Anthony is six. You can't camp at Lake Chabot, but you can at their sister park, Anthony Chabot, which offers stunning views of the lake. For more information about Lake Chabot, you can contact the East Bay Regional Park District.
Listen all week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. to Bay Area Backyard Escapes on 960 The Quake. And check out our website where you can share some of your best Bay Area backyard vacation stories at quakeradio.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now. Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
...704 at 960 The Quake. Time for traffic in the Crown Port Traffic Center, brought to us this time by Miracle Auto Painting. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Bay Bridge, metering lights on. Traffic backed up to about Grand Avenue. A little heavy on the upper deck, but there are no major problems. Outside of Half Moon Bay, there's a Samtrans bus stalled, blocking one lane after Pelicitos Creek Road. That's on eastbound 92. Now, a big aluminum ladder fell off a truck sitting on the roadway, 680 northbound. Before you get to Olympic Boulevard, a car hit it. Now that car is facing the wrong way in the center divide, a little slow through there. BART's on time today, and we have no other major transit problems. Today is a spare the air day. Rides are not free, but if you can, have someone else give you a ride. The air quality is not going to be good this afternoon. Miracle Auto Painting is your complete collision repair facility, providing guaranteed collision repair and refinishing services on time and on budget. Miracle works with all adjusters for seamless claims, and when accident repairs are out of your pocket, that's Miracle's specialty. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. We'll check headlines at the bottom of the hour now. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott. Good morning. It is Monday morning, July 24th, 7:06 a.m., and I had a long weekend. They lost my luggage. I didn't get in. I had to drive from Chicago to Marinette, Wisconsin at 11 at night, so I didn't get in until 4 in the morning, and then we didn't have luggage. Oh, God, what a day. So glad to be back.
And that's Will Durst.
And that's Willie Brown.
A man who's complaining about being a traveling man.
United is driving me nuts.
Yes, yes, yes. It's always that way with air traffic. That's why I have never publicly criticized any official for taking a private jet.
Yeah,
now, Willie,
right.
Will be embarrassing.
You hate driving. You hate flying commercial, don't you?
When you lose your luggage on a private jet. That means you've really been taken full advantage of. No, it's just that air travel is so hazardous these days in terms of on time, in terms of reliability, in terms of convenience for purposes. You
tight your you put your schedule. You left here at a quarter of.
I left 15 minutes early from the show on
Friday.
Yes,
you did. Yes, you, and we docked you appropriately. But nevertheless, your replacement was terrific, though.
Chief Marin, yeah.
Chief Marin was really good. He came in with a great, great joke. I think the public enjoyed it.
The yarmulke joke.
Yes, the yarmulke joke. You know about the yarmulke joke.
Yes. No, I heard it on the radio. Yeah. I was listening on the way back.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
When and we gave him a T-shirt.
Oh,
we gave him a T-shirt because he had, in fact, earned it. He had a great weekend, though. The turnout for the opening of the Chicano Art Show out at the DeYoung Museum was terrific. I went out there. The crowd was unbelievable. The size of the crowd was pretty great. And he got just a warm reception because he had become a San Francisco favorite. He not only did his show with Don Johnson here called Nash Bridges, but he actually became a part of the city. He'd actually show up for dinner at places, drinking at places, golfing.
He even bought a restaurant, didn't he? Didn't he and Don Johnson have a restaurant?
Well, I don't think he was an investor. He may have been, but the restaurant's still there. The restaurant's a good restaurant, too. It's down
on the wharf.
Well, not exactly. It's right down the street from the famous Irish coffee place. It's in Girardello Square.
Yeah.
It's the foot of Girardello Square, right across from the Maritime Museum, you know, right there on that corner.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a corner of Polk and Beach, Polk and whatever that street is there. But it's a very nice restaurant,
good
restaurant,
speech, yeah.
Good food, yeah. Anna Mandara, it's called. And he would hang out there as well. But he was really good on the show. He had a good time, told a great joke.
So I left 15 minutes early.
Yes.
Picked up Debbie. We took a cab because we didn't have time to park. We get there, plenty of time. The pilots, the crew, is an hour and 20 minutes late. So we get to L.A. because our flight, for some reason, went SF, L.A., Chicago, Green Bay. So we get to L.A. Our plane is two gates away from where we land. We go to the gate to go to Chicago. Our plane is right there. But they pulled the jetway back, and they won't let us on. I said, no, we're here. You knew in the computer. We were coming. You knew where we were. They said, I'm sorry, we can't put the jet. Yes, you can. You can put the jet. And the plane was there for 20 minutes. It didn't pull back from the gate. 20 minutes. They wouldn't let us on.
And it was not your, you were on time.
It wasn't our fault.
That is correct. Well, that's the way the airlines operate, and that's why they're going broke. They have the worst customer service relationship of any industry.
And I'm a million-mile guy. I did 100,000 last year. I'm a 1K guy. Mm. It's no help at all.
Go back to JetBlue, man. You could have gotten to Chicago. You could have gotten to Chicago.
Yeah, I
should have planned your trip for you. I would have told you, don't touch UA. Go straight from here to Chicago and then switch over. Head there to Green Bay, and you'll have a better shot. But that's neither here nor there.
And then we drove up to Green Bay. We drove past Green Bay because it's an hour and a half north of Green Bay. Marinette, Menominee. It's right on the border of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan. So Debbie got to go to the UP. She's a Uper now.
Oh, my God.
Anybody who's been to the UP is a Uper.
Yes, I understand that. Well, you know, the weekend was interesting, though. There was a story in the newspaper that we saw on, I think it was Thursday, about demonstrators at the Schwarzenegger fundraising event.
Oh, right.
Down on the peninsula.
In Belmont or something?
Yes, they'd been held back and, I mean, marshaled. And, well, the next event he's going to do is up on Walnut Grove, up on the river. And I think it's this week or early next week, one of these days. And at this particular one, someone has already started, I suppose, the process of the protest, because the guy who's putting it on, a guy named Steve Finn, is hosting it.
His house.
And he has a 300-foot white plastic fence, 7 feet high. Now, and apparently it's been put in there without a permit.
And the governor's going to speak?
Yes,
At a place where they put up a 300-foot fence without a
permit? I can see these people who went down there to protest, went down to the peninsula to protest, when they show up there, and it's going to look like what? The Finn Wall or some other thing that'll block you out from being able to get to the
governor? You've heard of the thin blue line? This is the thin white line.
Thin white line. So They're beginning to dog the governor all over the state. Except he's being really clever. Can you imagine letting Bush veto stem cell?
Oh, and then the very next day.
Absolutely. Pound right on him. Hey, I'm doing stem cell, and I'm doing it right here in my state. And then he did one other thing. He said to my clients, cats who manufacture and make drugs, he said to my clients, hey, I was your friend last year, but I'm not your friend anymore this year. I think you ought to give discounts, which is what Democrats have been saying for years and years and years. And the governor has been, of course, objecting and saying, no, let them do it on a voluntary basis. Well, all of a sudden, apparently, I don't know what's caused the change, but he has gotten literally to the left of Democrats. And so, obviously, there's going to be some meshing of teeth this week on that issue. But he is at every step doing something that gets you a little bit to the left. And then, of course, there's the story of our mayor and the mayor of Los Angeles fighting over three things.
Over the Niners.
Over the Niners first. Over the Olympics second. And then, apparently, one is for the teachers union, and one is not for the teachers union, on who should control the schools. And, of course, each of them say, oh, no, there's no confrontation between us. We're just doing, you know, what we think is naturally. And, of course, L.A. says, no, we don't want the Niners. Give me a break. If they could get the Niners, that's a teamless
like
town.
That, yeah.
Of course they jump at it. And believe me, I suspect the Niners would jump at it, too, with the way they're taking heat on whether or not they have to go public.
Yeah,
and let the vote be cast. With both the Chronicle and Jack Davis and all the columnists doing what they're doing, it looks like it's a fait accompli. If there's ever a plan, there's clearly going to be something on the ballot. And then, of course,
how they disguise it. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake at 7:14 on Monday morning, July 24th.
And then there's also the distinct possibility that Santa Clara has popped up again. All of a sudden,
as a possible destination for the Niners.
As a possible spot for the Niners.
Poor Santa Clara. Everybody uses them. We're going to go to Santa Clara. Oakland tried that.
You know, it's like the lady you see at the bar, but you never offered to marry her. So Santa Clara is in that category. And then, of course, these two glamour mayors, they've not yet heard from the superstar glamour mayor that just got elected and has gone quiet, or gone dark, as they say. And I have to be careful when I say
you
got to
be careful
dark.
What you say. So you can say it. I can't say it.
But he doesn't surface again till January when he's sworn in.
Who's this?
Ron Dellums.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Another superstar mayor.
That's right. Another superstar mayor. California is going to be plagued with nothing except superstar mayors all over the place. And I suspect that, you know, it's ultimately going to mean something.
Too bad Clint Eastwood and Sonny Bono still aren't mayors in Monterey and Palm Springs, respectively.
Well, but I like the idea that Mr. Marin may end up being the mayor of Palm Springs. He told us a story about this new television program that he's about to do. And it's going to be a series about a comedian, entertainer, or an actor.
Who retires to Palm Springs.
Who retires to Palm Springs, run for Congress. Wins it, and then announces that he intends only to serve that one term, and therefore he is then free to do whatever he wishes to do. And I, of course, said, I don't think you will be acting at all. I think that's exactly what
it's a setup. Yeah.
Totally and completely. But that was an interesting discussion, and some reaction to that from people around town over the weekend. So it was a good time.
What did you do this weekend? Where did you go?
I worked on the book the whole weekend. I was in town the whole weekend.
Are you going to hit that August 1st deadline?
No.
Oh. September 1st?
No.
Oh, jeez.
Sometimes after.
Oh, jeez.
I went through. You know,
why don't you just cut it down and make it volume one?
Well, but I'm trying to get just the first chapter. I looked in there and, you know, the word, there's some confusion about who the grandmother was and who the mother was. I mean, we're just getting We're getting all out there. And
bogged down in detail?
Yeah, we're caught confusing about when things occurred or didn't occur, like 18 what? No, not going to occur in 18.
For those of you who are unaware of what Willie's talking about, he's in the midst of writing his autobiography with one of our regulars here, P.J. Corkery. And it's the reason that we have this morning show, because we couldn't do the Saturday afternoon show, which is what the original plan was. Because every Saturday he works on his book, and the book is coming out this year.
And, by the way, people...
It's called Basic Brown.
I've already taken the money from the people. That's the problem. And they're asking for it back. And if you know anything about me and money, you know if money comes my way,
you don't get it back.
No. I have a lady friend named Sonia who, if you give her $20 to pay for something but $2, she thinks it's okay to keep the change. Which is the way I think life is.
The natural state of things.
That's right.
I have the same relationship with money.
I do not want Simon & Schuster calling me up and says, "Hey, fella, where's our money?"
Not going to happen.
I can see that newspaper story. And then finally, the Chronicle has gone absolutely crazy in view of the fact that Bonds didn't get indicted. They had 7 stories about his non-indictment. Unbelievable.
The New York Times, on Friday morning, an entire page.
On non-indictment.
3 articles, entire page.
I repeat it, the totality of the evidence that's been out there for the last 3 years, and essentially saying, I don't understand why you, the prosecutor, couldn't figure out to justify our conduct. But they didn't.
Get off his black furry butt.
Barry lives to bat one more day.
Happy birthday, Barry. He's 42 today. Today's his birthday.
Oh, we'll have to sing happy birthday
42nd birthday.
Barry, if you listen, call us.
We got a great show today. Greg Palast is going to be here. Molly Ivins, syndicated columnist. And, of course, our Monday feature with Big Ed Schultz. All here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie 960 The Quake.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and 9 of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
The president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Have a one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out wonder. Trying to make it real compared to what? Suck it to me.
Suck it to us here live at the Tally Hotel, down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. We are coming at you. Keep it real with Will and Willie, 722 on Monday, July 24th. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And I walked into the Four Seasons for lunch yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
And what did I see?
Brunch.
Daylight, come on, want to go home.
Harry Belafonte.
Harry Belafonte.
Get out of here.
Harry Belafonte.
He was having brunch?
He was having lunch with his friend Danny Glover.
Uh-huh.
So the Four Seasons is a place you got to hang if you want to see if you want to see the brothers. So Harry looks absolutely spectacular.
That's what everybody says. He always looks absolutely spectacular.
Oh, man. He looked like he could have been standing on that stage, you know, with the midriff exposed and the shirt all the way down, singing, Daylight come and I want to go home. He was just fabulous. So I spent a little bit of time BSing with the two of them. And then there was a third guy there with him, the former mayor of Oakland, Berkeley, a fellow named Gus Newport. You remember that name?
No.
Gus Newport. He was one of the pioneer black mayors in America. Back in the 70s, he was the mayor, elected the mayor of Berkeley. The three of them, I don't know what they were plotting, but I assume the CIA was monitoring every movement.
Perhaps it was a rebuttal to Mr. Bush's response to the NAACP, where he failed to mention the word poverty. Greg Palast. Palast. God damn it. I'm doing this all the time. Greg Palast, you're on the line with us?
Hey, Willie.
I love it. Go, go, brother.
You can,
go.
You can do Duerst. I've gotten that a lot. You wrote an article last week about why they call it the White House.
Yeah, they don't call it the White House for nothing. Bush did his little blackface routine in front of the NAACP. We were all pretty embarrassed, but there's a couple of things. First, he brings up the death tax.
What was that?
Which I thought was very interesting because, you know, under the current tax laws, you don't start getting taxed on your inheritance till after the first 2 million, filling your third million. And he had heard, apparently, I understand he'd heard that several millionaires were found floating in New Orleans. And he was really shaken up that their kids would start getting taxed on that third million that they inherited. Anyway, it turns out it's just a rumor, Mr. Bush. There were no millionaires floating. Those are 2,000 unmillionaires, and so you don't have to worry that they will be taxed. it's beyond reality what he was doing. So he really was talking about the death taxes. Then he talked about school choice vouchers, right? And his talk was nearly in the English language too. he talked about being able to enable the parents in kind of a Houston speak there. To choose whatever school they want, because, you know, his parents chose for him to go to Phillips Andover Academy. He just says every kid should have a choice of schools. Of course, there's no money in the federal budget for this, but the law says you have a choice now, and I feel much better that the law says that poor kids have a choice of any school, that they can go to any school if their school is failing. And so how many, I'm just wondering how many spaces he's opening up at Phillips Academy. it's outrageous. Plus, then he signed the Voting Rights Act. He overcame the White Sheep Caucus at the Republican Party there. But the untold deal is that while he's signed the Voting Rights Act, he has basically promised never to enforce it. You know that his brother was the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, I kid you not. You had Chris Edley, of the dean of the University of California Law School at Berkeley, moved and he won a vote to have Jeb Bush's administration, brother Jeb's administration, investigated for criminal violations of the Voting Rights Act. And that was 2 years ago. It's now the second anniversary of that vote, and they still haven't begun the investigation. But I noticed that Dean Edley has not been reappointed to the Civil Rights Commission. So well, the president acted very swiftly on his brother's investigation by, you know, replacing all the guys on the commission that voted for it.
Which means he's really focused.
We're speaking with Greg Palast. He's with us here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Where are you, Greg? Are you still down in Mexico?
I was. I just came back from the theft of the Mexican election.
Is it? Is it?
Bush had a piece of.
Is it stolen? Is it gone? Is it over?
Well, no, no, no. Because there's a guy named Lopez Obrador who is the progressive candidate, and he's kind of the un-Gore. He said, count the votes. I'm not leaving the Capitol. He stood in front of the Mexican White House and said, we're going to count all the votes. And he brought over a million people into the who marched into the Capitol. So it's not going to be over till the end of August when he's putting so much pressure on these guys. They may actually count the votes. If they do, of course, he wins. But he's not doing a carry. He's not, you know, it's like, you know, carry. Saw Bush put on the gloves and he fell right to the mat. KO'd.
You really think that there are a sufficient number of votes that were not counted that he can overcome the gap?
Easy, because it's only a quarter. It's less. The ruling clique only won by 250,000 votes, and officially, and there's over 900,000 ballots that were never counted. They were called null votes, and they're just sitting there. Their paper ballots are real easy to count. There's only the presidential race on it with a big X you put through the party. If they open up those ballots, you have a new left-wing party running Mexico. That's why they're not going to open the ballots. And Bush ain't going to let them open the ballots either. I mean, remember that Mexico is really our Saudi Arabia. They're the second largest source of imported oil into the United States. And, you know, they're not going to let... they're not going to let someone who isn't under in Bush's back pocket run that country.
And your observation of it, obviously, is going to be reported consistently, I suspect.
Well, it does get reported consistently. It was on the front pages of all the European and British and Latin American papers. But in the United States, forget it. I mean... You know, it's usual stuff. You know, the New York Times interviewed the ruling clique's candidate, and it said that he was coldly logical versus the challenger, who was, you know, a populist demagogue. You know, and that's the unbiased reporting.
Those are the good guys.
Yeah, that's the only reason I pick on the New York Times all the time is that they're kind of supposedly the liberal press. You know, it's just, it's out of control, guys.
I know. If we can't count on them, who can we count on? We're speaking to Greg Palast. He's with us here Monday morning, the first day of the new week. Greg, can you hang out with us for the next segment?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll do.
Thank you, buddy. We want to get your take on what's going on here in America in the possible elections. Maybe there's some election fraud going on in Connecticut as we speak. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Good morning, it's 7:30, 960 The Quake. Time to check traffic in the Grand 4 Traffic Center. And this report brought to us by FlexYourPower.org. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. San Francisco, the Skyway westbound, slow from Bryant Street for a two-car crash blocking the right lane. It's right at the 101 merge there. 80 eastbound before Appian Way, two-car crash now on the shoulder. Emergency crews are there. Slow from the Richmond Parkway up past that accident scene. Metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Traffic backed up from 880. Heavy from Treasure Island into the city, but no problems reported on the upper deck. You don't get a free ride today, but if you can, take transit. All agencies reporting their systems are on time on this Spare the Air Day. To help avoid a hot weather power crunch, Californians are turning off unnecessary lights using appliances after 7 p.m. and setting air conditioners to 78 degrees. To find out how you can help, visit FlexYourPower.org. And remember to save energy, because energy can't save itself. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit our website, QuakeRadio.com. 7:31, here's what's happening at 960 The Quake. PG&E is making some progress in getting power turned back on in areas of the South Bay. A spokesman for the utility says 32,000 homes and businesses have no juice in the South San Jose and Gilroy areas. It's about 4,000 fewer than earlier this morning. In the East Bay, there's some 8,000 folks in Pittsburgh and Antioch where it's very warm already. No power. Another 6,000 homes and businesses in Fremont, Newark, San Ramon, and Dublin. No electricity. A spokesman says the outages are heat-related. And how hot is it? It's not going to be as hot as it was yesterday or Saturday, but we set some records, smashing records, all across Northern California. Among one of the warmest spots in Livermore on Saturday, it was 115. The sound of constant gunfire and explosions is being heard today in southern Lebanon, where Israeli troops continue an offensive to push out Hezbollah insurgents. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in the region trying to work out a ceasefire. Today at 12 noon, a group of Bay Area grandmothers and grandfathers are planning an unusual protest outside a military recruitment center in Pleasant Hill. The theme of the action is Take Us Instead. These oldsters are going to try to sign up for the military, volunteering to replace the kids who are currently involved in the Iraq conflict. War veterans and some students from Diablo Valley College will be helping those grandfathers and grandmothers out. Silicon Valley employers added about 6,100 jobs to their payrolls in June. Most of it came from the hotel and the restaurant industry and not the high-tech sector. But analysts say that those busy hotels and restaurants are a sign that the Valley's core tech businesses are on their way back. Quake weather today. Nice and foggy and cool on the coast. A refreshing 59 in Half Moon Bay this afternoon. 71 in San Francisco for a high, and 80s basically in the peninsula and around the bay. But inland, still very warm. Livermore today, 107. Danville, 108. Concord, 103 this afternoon. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodruff, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodruff Homes and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. Buy your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry, for a limited time, find out how you can get your free brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 3-year warranty, absolutely free. Call now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5534. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5534. That's 1-800-997-5534.
Here we are, pimp slap in the face of complacency with the iron fingers of the truth.
Keeping it real.
With Will and Willie at 960 The Quake, our guest this segment is...
Some preacher asked me, what did you mean by pimp slapping?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Send me a problem. I don't, you got to call Durst. I just decided not to deal with it.
I better change my lexicon.
No! Don't do that.
I'm gonna have
the
to
fact that people react... People react means they're actually listening to the program, and that's important.
Greg Palace, do you know what pimp slapping means?
Yeah, I just did it to myself this morning in the mirror.
It's what it's what Connie Rice does to Bush regularly.
if only.
If only. Yeah.
So what is Congress up to this week?
No, their pensions. They have decided that that old people, they heard that old people are getting paid by some corporations that they work for their lifetime. They're going to put an end to it right now.
It's about time.
And it's called pension reform. You notice that every time there's the word reform attached, it's welfare reform or electricity reform or voting reform. It's always, they're always taking something away from you. As soon as I hear the word reform, I reach for my wallet. Same with so-called pension reform up this week. It's going to allow corporations who have regular old pension funds, let's say, you know, you get, you know, $900 a month on top of your Social Security, to say, nope, you're just going to get one lump sum payment. You can put it in your 401k plan, and you can, you know, lend it to Donald Trump. And
some other unreliable source,
or Bill Gates.
Well, or, you know, whomever you want. But the thing is that what it comes down to is that you're going to get older people are going to get a fraction of their pensions. If you had a contractual right to a pension that you won through union bargaining or whatever, over the years you've been counting on that. Now the law is going to allow these corporations to just say, here's a check, and you know, it's like, you know, half of what you thought you were going to get, and they say, well, don't worry, you can invest it. You know, nice. That's what they call pension reform. So look out. It's basically just like privatizing Social Security. It's the same con.
These guys are big into banks, aren't they? They want us to invest money. They want us to have savings accounts for our health care. They want us to have savings accounts for school. They're really into banks. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, they're really into banks for good reason. Who's putting up the big bucks for these guys? MBIA, which probably is a company you've never heard of, a monster banking outfit. They're ones that have really been cleaning up with the Bush administration. They were gigantic monster donors to his political career.
And the banks are charging us 18% interest if we're lucky on our credit cards and giving us what? What is it, about 0.75% on a savings account these days?
You got a problem with that. So what's happening is, with your 0.75%, that's what you get, how you get to invest your pensions. But it really is, I mean, you really have a problem that people are like, you know, 55, 60 years old now being told you're not going to get a pension. And the government's approving this, saying that corporations which had contractual deals to give you a pension can say, you know, buzz off. Here's a check for a fragment of it, and there you go. And they call it pension reform. And this is all supposedly driven by the idea that the airlines pensions and the auto pensions are in real trouble. Well, you know how you fix that? Bring down the price of oil, Mr. Bush. You know? If you knock out the oil wars and bring, you know, the other is...
There's no magic wand, Greg. There's no magic wand.
But we as a nation did not... we didn't pay real attention to private pension funds.
you know, that these corporations had, whether it was Enron or anybody else. We really should have been totally and completely regulating those pension funds, just as we regulate hedge funds, just as we regulate all these other things that we do involving money. The one place we didn't touch it, virtually, were the pension funds. And as a result of that, they don't exist.
Well, my dad...
corporations borrowed against their own pensions and took out the what they call the overfunded amounts. And then it turned out that the pensions were underfunded after they took out the so-called excess. I mean, it's just been a two-handed grab, and that's what they're taking out next. So let's see. And then after pensions, that's the big one for the week in Congress. And you know what? It's middle of July. It's talking about pensions. No one's looking, Willie. No one cares. They're going to get away with this one because, you know, pensions in July is like hit the snooze button.
Well, not anymore. Now that you've alerted them and
I've told
you
the truth on them.
The quake is going to keep in a relentless fashion reminding every politician you better look out, the pension fund brigade's coming.
And if people want my reports on it, go to armedmadhouse.com.
And that's your new book, right?
And I won't charge you more than $50.
Stop it. They might believe you. Armedmadhouse.com or gregpalast.com, P-A-L-A-S-T. Greg is, his new book is Armed Madhouse, and it's doing really well. Unfortunately, we can't get you into, like, a regular, you should be featured columnist. Why aren't you on the back of the New York Times? That's what I don't understand.
Why? You just listen to my report. They're stealing our benches, they're stealing our votes, and then they've stealing Mexico again. And you think they're going to allow me to report that in the New York Times? Okay. I got it.
Greg Palast.
Send him a letter, Willie. Say you say so.
All right. You can hear him here on 960 The Quake. He's keeping it real with Will and Willie. What's happening in Connecticut, Greg? I know you've been in Mexico, but have you seen any polls between Ned Lamont and, of course, Joe Lieberman, our favorite Republican congressman from Connecticut?
Yeah. Well, it looks like Lieberman could be in real problems. He's actually bringing in Bill Clinton. Oh, my God. You know, but, you know,
that's
that,
the
you
big
know, people
dog.
Might suddenly remember that. I don't know, that's smart for Clinton because they remember him as a very good, one of the better Republican presidents we've had since Eisenhower. And, you know, that's kind of a sensitive issue up in Connecticut, you know, these guys, you know, these kind of political cross-dressers that they have up there. And, you know, I mean, I don't have a problem with Lieberman running as a Republican. But you know, and I actually don't take positions on these races. I mean, the thing is that, you know, once again, we have to remind ourselves that Lieberman was part of the don't count the vote crowd, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, is also a real issue. Plus,
you mean in 2000?
You know, right now, you know, it was, you know, you have to understand when we talk about him being Republican, everyone's looking at the war in Iraq. Lieberman was also Mr. NAFTA. He was behind all the cons and games that basically Bill Clinton's Republican agenda was shoved down the throats of the majority of Democrats against their will. And, you know, so at a certain point, the grassroots are saying, well, you know, why don't we have our own candidates?
Yeah, but, man, the difference between Clinton and Bush... you know, there's a gap you could walk through.
I have no problem putting, you know, Clinton is Mount Rushmore material compared to what we've got there. Let's, I don't want anyone to be confused about what I'm saying. But one of the things that you should know is that Joe Lieberman is basically doing the political suicide bomber number. He's saying that if he doesn't get nominated by the Democrats, he's going to run on the Joe Lieberman for Sore Loser Party. And take away the vote.
Sore Loser Party.
Throw it to the Republicans, you know? I mean, so in other words...
Although we have talked, Greg, we have talked to people in that area of the country, in Connecticut, who said even if he does run as an independent, that will not allow... The Republican is from Nowheresville City and won't have a chance to win. So it will either be him or Lamont.
Well, you know, if Lieberman, remember that there's going to be a lot of funny money going to Lieberman's third-party campaign. You know, remember, Lieberman was the guy who went berserk over Nader running on a third party.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess he should run with Nader as his running mate then.
And another ironic twist is he was one of the heads of the Get Clinton Impeached Party.
Yes.
I mean, he was a Democrat who really spoke out against Clinton.
Yeah, and well, you know.
I suspect because Monica turned him down.
And, of course, this week, Greg, we have Exxon about to post a profit for their second quarter.
That's right. Well, they were making only $10 billion every 3 months. Now it looks like they're going to set a new record, maybe $13 billion. No one's seen profits like that since, since the pharaohs.
Well, they didn't have huge labor costs, did they?
Exactly. About the same. And so what's happening is that, so now we're talking about cutting everyone's pension at the airlines because of their fuel charges, right? Every other country on the planet that has oil like we do charges extra fee or a windfall tax onto oil companies when they make this type of money. We could take care of all the pension problems of the airlines by saying we're going to credit the airlines for some of this, OPEC pumped up, war pumped up fuel charges. I mean, Exxon is basically the ultimate war profiteer. I mean, every time some berserker blows up a pipeline in Iraq, every time Mad Mahmoud in Tehran says he's going to wipe out Israel or something like that, the price of oil is jumps through the roof. And
right.
It's about time someone puts a war profiteer tax on these characters.
Greg, I'll tell you what scares me the most. I mean, when these guys are making $13 billion a month, okay, the first quarter they made $10 billion. So that'll bring them up to about $70 billion. And you know what you can do with $70 billion? Anything you want.
They can buy the White House, which is what happens.
Again, thanks for joining us, Greg Pallas. I'm keeping it real with Will and Willie. He's with us, every week.
And Greg, the reason that I don't want to be president?
I don't
want to live in a White House.
Coming up, the Burst of Durst. Next hour, we got Molly Ivins, Ed Schultz at the 9 o'clock. You are keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quay.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-344-8232. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-344-8232. That's 1-800-344-8232.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning Rx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
Thank you. Today's burst, well, here's an idea. Maybe 4 years is too long for a presidential term, or maybe it's just 4 years is too long for this presidential term, because who knew this guy could screw up so much so quickly? Doesn't it, be honest, doesn't it seem like he's been commander-in-chief for 120 years? He's a Wheel of Fortune guy in a Jeopardy world. You could say he's the tic-tac-toe president. Does just fine as long as he gets to go first. But the times are getting pretty tenuous, and they're calling for somebody who can do one of those Sudoku puzzles, and Bush keeps trying to put X's in them, and it's not just me. Laura, his wife, says he never met a problem he didn't try to fix with a chainsaw. His own staff admits he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. More like that slotted wooden spoon that keeps getting caught in the garbage disposal. I mean, it's a little banged up, but it still works quite nicely to stir your iced tea. Maybe this is asking for a lot, but I'd like a president who can spell PBS. I'll be honest with you. He reminds me of a stripper with hairy legs. Go with me on this. He's got some really smooth moves, but even from way back at the bar, you can tell something is horribly awry. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Oh, a little late on the applause. Oh, they were a little tentative there.
No.
They weren't sure.
No, you had to put yourself in the box. That's the first thing. You have to think about it. You're at Showgirls. Or you're at Centerfolds. You're at the Hustler, and you're in the bar. And you've had that experience, I suspect.
Yes.
I don't mean you, but I mean people have had that experience. You look up there and says, no nair there.
No nair there.
No nair there.
That could sum up our president.
Yes. But as usual,
you
came
sir.
Through, and
thank
I suspect sir. That he would turn and said, now, would you repeat that, please, when you say spell PBS? Give me one more chance.
Give me one more chance.
Give me a second shot. And when Greg talked about his appearance at the NAACP convention, it was quite a performance. I think I mentioned how he referenced Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, in the very beginning of his speech.
How grateful the people in the room should be for Lincoln's wisdom, and how the Republicans missed a golden opportunity to continue the legacy of Lincoln when they figured that's all they ever needed to do. I thought that was a pretty smooth comment.
Cynthia Tucker has a great column in today's Chronicle in the editorial page where she talks about Bush mentioned the fact that Mr. Lincoln had, you know, he was the guy, the Republican guy, and that we've gotten a little away from that. And he never mentioned how they gotten away from it. They never mentioned about any of the programs, you know, how he constantly is not very nice to any. And I don't think he's racist. I think it's all about green. I think the only color, he doesn't see black, white, yellow, or brown. He just sees green, or the lack thereof.
Well, I think it was highly appropriate, though, that he discussed estate planning.
Especially with that sister in the third row who just got eliminated off the welfare rolls recently.
Didn't mention poverty once. Not once.
Can you imagine speaking to that crowd and not understanding who you were talking about
estate planning.
And you gave the same speech.
Was that just a boilerplate speech?
That's
the thing that he's been going around the country
with? Those paragraphs. He took them out. See, he didn't really plan to go do this speech, I don't think, because ordinarily they rehearse this guy for about a month when he's making a special appearance. They start with, PBS is too many words, too many letters to be given at one time. So you start with P, and you do that for 3 days. And
then you,
start,
then you add the B.
The B, yeah, you get three more.
And then you add them together, S. PB.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you got a little bit of one.
Remember peanut butter. Peanut butter, PB.
And you go on and on, and you finally get it down. And when he finally gets it down, he can deliver it in a way that makes you think that it
so
is.
So you think he just took paragraphs from previous speeches, like modular, and put them together, not really in any cohesion.
Hoping to have them fit. And in some cases, he took them from other people. he lifted them and said, now, Connie, is that right, Connie? Yes, Connie, what would you say if you were speaking to these people? Well, he's got to know that she's got no idea either.
Now, where does she come from? Where does she come from?
Well,
I know she went to Stanford. She was a dean at Stanford, wasn't she?
Yes, let's get it. Let's start
from the beginning.
The background, yes. Okay. She is an accomplished piano player.
Pianist?
Yes. She is, really talented in that regard.
Wasn't she an athlete of some sort, too?
No, I don't think so. I think she was strictly gifted in the use of hands and brain, not brawn.
Yeah.
She, in the best of schools, she's from a family that had two parents in it. That already stamps her as something special. And among those of us who are black, some of us, I was telling the story in my book. I talk about the fact that I never in life slept under the same roof with my father. Can you believe that?
Not once.
You think about that. Not once. Whole lifetime. You never slept under the same roof with your father. That's amazing. That doesn't happen, No matter what the circumstances.
And now you're a father figure.
Yeah, we were never in the same jail. It was just part of the deal. But she had the great, wonderful parents who really looked out for her, gave her all of the nurturing that you need, all the love and the respect, and she performed extremely well. She became like the highest at Stanford. She was like their...
She's got two sides. I mean, she can be very beautiful and she can be scary looking at the same time, like a Cardassian from Star Trek.
We are keeping it real, perhaps. I'm keeping it too real.
What is
for
this,
Mr. Brown?
Beat up on Condi?
We got Molly Ivins coming
Beat up on Condi?
In the next segment
the
here.
Sister?
On 960.
Highest rated sister
that
in the
way.
World.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, the quake.
CNN
Radio, I'm Lisa Goddard in Jerusalem. America's top diplomat is in the center of a war. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is finishing up a whirlwind surprise trip to Beirut, which is now partially under siege. Rice met with Lebanon's prime minister, telling him she's grateful for his steadfastness, but perhaps most notable has been her meeting with the Speaker of the Lebanese Parliament, who is an ally of Hezbollah. Rice tells reporters she wants to help end the fighting. That said, she's still not behind an immediate ceasefire. Rice next jets to Israel. That's it from Jerusalem. Here's Pat St. Clair with more in Atlanta.
Thank you, Lisa. This conflict between Israel and Lebanon began 13 days ago after Hezbollah militants crossed the border into Israel and captured two Israeli soldiers. Israel responded with warplanes, tanks, and gunboats. Benny Regev is the brother of one of those soldiers. He says Israel doesn't want a war. It just wants its soldiers back.
We want the fire to stop. We want them to get back. This is the main thing. We are simple men. We are asking for the brother to come back home.
Air raid sirens blared in Haifa, Israel, meantime today as rockets landed north of Port City. So far, no casualties have been reported. And in what Israeli defense forces describe as an accident, a military helicopter crashed, wounding at least six soldiers. President Bush focusing on citizenship and service during a naturalization ceremony this morning for three soldiers wounded in Iraq.
As part of the ceremony, they will meet foreign and domestic. This isn't going to be the first time these men have made such a promise. They took a similar oath when they became soldiers of the United States Army.
The ceremony took place at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington. His appearance comes ahead of this week's visit by Iraqi Prime Minister al-Maliki, who arrives in Washington tonight after a stop in London. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
It's 8:04 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Let's check traffic.
Cron 4 Traffic Center, brought to us this time by Hyundai. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area.
In San Leandro, 880 southbound before Washington, this is new. Two-car crash, one lane blocked. This crash in Byron's been out there for a while. It's in Vasco Road down to Camino Diablo. Two cars now out of the lanes. Oakland, a little bit busy on 24 and 880, but you're all right when you get up to the Bay Bridge Maze. The backup is pretty much into the maze. Metering lights are on, but no significant other problems reported. It's a spare the air day. BART and all other transit agencies reporting no problems at the moment. The Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, and people are invited to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. If you're ready to start your challenge, head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. I'm John Scott. It's another hour of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
here on the down, here on the down corner, here down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street at the Hotel Vitale.
I thought you were about to say down low.
Here we are on the down low. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And on the phone, we have Ms. Molly Ivins, the Dean of American Political Columnists.
Hi, guys.
Hey, lady, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Molly, Willie Brown here.
Pardon?
Willie Brown here.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear from you all.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Good, good. We're going to do a reunion next year. Next March, we're going to do the Women's Summit Reunion. You remember you did that for me a few years ago.
That's right. I'll never forget the time. If you ever want testimony that Willie Brown can talk almost anyone into almost anything. God, I was so determined not to do that.
You are so gracious, though, and we thank you very much. And we thank you for continuously writing and trying to enlighten America about the process of public policymaking and who the public policymakers are. And here you got George Bush still in the driver's seat.
Yes, he is. Bless his heart. And he's worried, according to his press secretary, he just thinks that murder is wrong. he thinks that murder is wrong. I don't understand why you all are laughing.
Sorry,
and,
I know it's funny.
He thinks that murder is wrong, but I don't know what it is we're doing in Iraq. Whatever it is, it's not what he thinks is wrong.
That's right. Research is murder, and murder is research.
Right. And we're also worried about the Israelis and Lebanese, and but whatever they're doing, it's not murder, so that's all right, too.
Oh, man. But I don't know. He just sent Miss Rice over for a quick visit to Beirut.
Yes, that was certainly timely after a couple of months of all-out slaughter here. Well, bless her heart, there she is with all those people lined up to try and do something, and I think her orders are not to do anything.
She's just to go over there, do the photo op, and come on back.
Yeah, I tell you, it gets harder and harder.
My favorite line is, I don't know if you remember the Lily Tomlin line, no matter how cynical you get, you can't keep up.
Exactly.
Molly, what's your take on what's going on in Connecticut? We've been on that all morning here, talking about Joe Lieberman and Ned Lamont.
Holy Joe Lieberman.
Holy Joe.
One of the truly most annoyingly pious people in American public life. Yes, I don't. What I think, among other things, you have here is a very interesting example of how out of it the establishment Washington press corps is. I mean, they're just sitting around with their mouths open at the idea that an incumbent senator, whom everybody knows, I mean, they've all been to dinner parties with him. I mean, people know this man, that he might actually be tucked out of office because the people where he lives don't like what he said and done. And it, to me, it's just fascinating that this would come as an absolute wonder and surprise to them. Talk about out of touch.
We're speaking with Molly Ivins. She's gracing the shores of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. How about his George Bush's performance at G8 last week?
Oh, did you see that crack that Putin got off when he said, sometimes I can't believe it, and it's always just terribly embarrassing when they catch him abroad during a crisis. I mean, you know, if we have him here at home and we can give him the right lines, he does fine. But there he was abroad, and first he was in Germany talking to Ms. Merkel about the pig endlessly. And when they asked him about the international crisis in the Middle East, he said, oh, I thought you were going to ask me about the pig. And you're just kind of going, oh, no. And then he got on this deal with Putin where he said, you know, a lot of people in our country, Mr. President, are hoping that, you know, like we're bringing democratic institutions like to Iraq, and they have a free press and freedom of religion, and we're hoping that you'll sort of follow suit here in Russia. And Putin looked at him, I mean, I just think it's so remarkable he didn't actually roll his eyes, and said, I must tell you, in all honesty, that is not the kind of democracy we would like to have. I mean, freedom of the press, freedom of religion in Iraq, where is this man's mind?
Well, it certainly doesn't exist.
My favorite part was when he first met Putin, he said he looked into his eyes and saw his soul. I don't know which is scarier, the fact that he tried or he thought he accomplished it. Of course, you never hear the corollary.
The idea of Vladimir the Impaler having a soul is sort of terrifying.
Vlad the Impaler. Of course, you never hear Putin say he looked into Bush's ear and saw his hand on the other side. You know, I'm sure that would have been the corollary.
That would have been even.
We're speaking with Molly Ivins here in 960 The Quake. And you've been following another story that we have been also following, one that Mayor Brown has been intensely interested in, which was the curious downfall of Mr. Ralph Reed in Georgia.
Oh, gosh, wasn't that heart-rending, as they say in the Texas legislature. Well, what can I tell you, Willie? I just think that those Washington Republicans have lost their moral compass since Tom DeLay quit.
Speaking of that, he may be on the ballot down there.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what you have there is, just to talk straight politics here for a minute, what you see is, you know, right-wing Christians don't like gambling. They really don't. And I've been, for years, I used to make my annual stand with the Baptists in the legislature against ponies and puppies. I'm against gambling myself. And they are not happy about the idea of Tom DeLay and Ralph Reed and all these Republicans being involved with casino gambling because of the Indians. I mean that was just straight corruption is what it is. And what it's doing is keeping the Christian right vote down. So that I think this is going to have an unexpected effect on electoral races all over the country. I mean, just take it as granted that that vote is not going to be at its normal level this year.
Well, what was the deal? He signed up with one group of Indians. Was it the Choctaw or?
Yes, and Alabama Coushatta too, from the state of Texas. They were represented on both sides by this crooked lobbyist, Jack Abramoff, the one who did all the business with DeLay, and it turns out that sweet-cheeked, fresh-faced boy from the Christian Coalition, Ralph Reed. I mean, he always has looked exactly like a choir boy.
Yeah, he still looks like he's 14 years old.
Right. And there it is in just this cold memo, just sort of saying, well, boy, we can really take them. Ooh, it's just so nasty.
So he was representing one group of Indians and trying to keep another group of Indians from getting a casino. And that's how he had his anti-gambling stance.
Well, some get and some don't.
And the ones that got me get.
It's still depending. But what are the chances that Tom DeLay may end up staying on the ballot down there?
Well, this is what is truly ridiculous. We're having been through every permutation and combination you can get between the political system and the legal system on who's running where, we may actually have Tom DeLay back on the ballot. Yay!
And he will lose if he is on the ballot. I think that his opponent, who's been waiting for years to get even for the ripoff doing reapportionment, will get the opportunity to get it back.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if it were actually fairly close, because the latest is that if DeLay runs, he runs in his old district. He had actually cut up his own district and given a little Republican corners of it to other Republicans because he was so safe. And now it all comes back together.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. And
because of the Supreme Court decision?
Well, of course, we haven't. It has not legally been ironed out all the way to the top. In the meantime, you'll be happy to know Lloyd Doggett no longer represents Austin. He's down in the Rio Grande Valley. Think how startling it must be for him. Lloyd Doggett has never spoken a word of Spanish in his life.
He can always get Bush to come down and be his interpreter, though.
Well, maybe he speaks better Spanish than he does English.
Oh, Bush, bless his heart. He really does try on the Spanish.
And it never comes out. It comes out just as bad as his English.
Can I get...
It's almost as painful as listening to Jim Hightower speak Spanish. Jim always puts the dicho. He says, I have a dicho for you, as they say down in the valley. That is actually pronounced dicho, and it means saying.
Where is the railroad commissioner these days?
The dicho is what we get. What?
Where is the railroad commissioner these days, Molly? The ex-railroad?
Well, we don't hear as much from them these days because the allowable, that is how much you're allowed to pump of Texas oil, has been running wide open for several years now. It's 30 days, 31 days a month. But as you know, it's always wonderful to discuss this sort of inside baseball stuff with Willie. Actually, Willie's a Texan. People, not many people know that, but I do. He is a Texan born.
Although the listeners of this show know about Mineola very well.
Okay. Texas Railroad Commission is this peculiar institution which was actually the inspiration for OPEC. The guy who started OPEC was a Saudi oil minister who had gone to the University of Texas to get a degree in petroleum geology, which is pretty much true for oil ministers across the world. And he looked around Texas and said, oh, what a great idea. Control the oil pumped and you control the price. And that's how they started OPEC. So that's Texas. Always glad to be an inspiration to the world at large.
We're speaking with Molly Ivins here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. Molly, can you stick around for one more segment?
Sure. I'd love to.
Because I want to ask you about the Texas governor race and our good friend, Mr. Kinky Friedman. Coming up on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
60, The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station.
Oh, nice. You wanna see your own America? Oh, America.
From the left ventricle of the heart of the Bay Area, we are here in San Francisco, home of the Pyramid Building. What other city would provide ring toss for aliens? We are here keeping it real with Will and Willie on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street at the Hotel Vitale on 960 The Quake. Mr. Brown, introduce our guest.
Oh, Molly Ives. She's just a good friend, great columnist, syndicated all over the country in some newspapers that they don't have anybody else in there that can read or write. Yet it's her column. It's there. And she's a fellow Texan who journeys out to San Francisco and to the left coast on more than one occasion. And will you on the way out...
A progressive warrior under the Lone Star flag.
But carrying a populist flag, not a liberal flag, not a Democratic flag, not a Republican flag, but a true people's flag. That's a good way to describe you, Molly.
Thank you. I really, really like that.
That's a tough gig in the state of Texas, isn't it?
Well, actually, this is the state where populism was born, right over here in these hardscrabble hills.
And you get a quite exciting governor's race going on. We spoke to Kinky Friedman, and I forget his motto.
Oh, his motto is, Kinky for governor, how hard can it be?
Does he have a shot? Are the Republican and Democrat going to kill each other?
Well, yeah, it's the weirdest race. I mean, anybody could win this thing with 35% of the vote. Basically, here we have four candidates,
the incumbent.
One Republican, one Democrat, and two independents. One of your independents there, old Grandma Carol Keaton Ryland there, she's really angry because she lost a legal fight to be on the ballot as Grandma.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she said it wasn't fair because Kinky's real name wasn't Kinky, but the judge said, well, everybody's called him Kinky all his life, whereas you've only been known as Grandma the last couple of years.
Well, she probably only became a grandma the last couple
right.
of years.
And so we have the incumbent, Good Hair Perry. And for those of you who haven't seen, next time you hear governor of Texas mentioned on television, run, get the kids and grandma and everybody and run. You want to see that hair.
Is it a helmet?
And let me just say that that is a head of hair every Texan can be proud of, regardless of party. And it is the governor's only accomplishment. Nevertheless, he's running for reelection on the strength of his hair. And... And then the treasurer, Grandma Strayhorn, is running against him on the Republican side, but she's running as an independent because the governor has the Christian right vote sewed up, and in the Republican side, that's the vote, you know. She's a pretty good campaigner. I don't know whether she's going to get any money or not. The knock on Chris Bell, the guy, the Democrat who's running, is that he can't raise any money. As I say, this funny delay decision... If they put delay back in that district, I think it keeps down the Christian right vote and actually gives the Democrat a chance. And then, of course, there's the always unlikely but tempting possibility that Kinky Friedman, the world's only Texas Jewish cowboy star, and for those of you who have not heard Kinky's cowboy songs and country and western songs, they really are some very fine ones. One of mine, it was his ode to women's liberation, was called Get Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns in the Bed.
Speaking with Molly Ivins here and Keeping It Real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. Mr. Brown has a question.
Sounds like a wild time down there, Molly, for the governor's the governor's race. Any possibility that Bush will have any influence on this race at all?
I don't think so. The truth is, or at least according to rumor, well-documented Republican rumor, Bush does not like Good Hair Perry, who was the guy who succeeded him as governor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's never thought much of Perry. Rumor circuit goes. Believe it or not, Bush had two very good Democratic friends when he was down here in office, Lieutenant Governor Bob Bullock and Speaker Pete Laney. So he actually wasn't that close to the Republican office holders.
And so therefore he doesn't, there's no legacy as such.
When Bush went up to Washington, I think he really believed in bipartisanship, and it took him about 10 minutes to figure out that they planted a different ball game up there.
And Carl's had him playing it well. On the before you leave, though, leave us, let's have some talk about 2008.
And the Democratic side?
And the Democratic side in particular.
Well, I am winning no friends in certain circles, but I'll go ahead and say what I have to say. I have been more than slightly unhappy with the Washington Democrats of late. And as far as I'm concerned, they're all a bunch of useless, spineless, gutless people who aren't standing up for anything. And
don't sugarcoat it, Molly.
I include Senator Clinton in that specifically. I think, of course, Ted Kennedy and Russ Feingold and a couple of others have been doing the right thing, but they hardly get any credit for it. And I think that the Washington Democrats are just completely on the wrong track. They're afraid. They're still afraid of Karl Rove. They're running around being afraid they're going to be accused of lack of patriotism. This war is a disaster, and we need somebody who will stand up and say so. Now, my theory is that what we should do is go find some governor from the middle part of the country, preferably someone nobody has heard of and with not much of a record.
Schweitzer?
Yeah, someone like that. And I think what we ought to do is just get up a little pool of money and nominate Bill Moyers. If you get Billy Don Moyers on the debating stage with all those Washington Democrats, you push the entire debate on that war. You will push, watch it happen. All you need is one person with the guts to stand up and tell the truth.
Draft Bill Moyers.
I mean, I don't think he could win the nomination, but I just think you could use him to move that debate.
Well, you know, Howard Dean thought he was going to occupy that role 4 years ago.
Yeah, I know he did. But and, he didn't play it well. He didn't know how.
No, not at all. And somehow he succumbed very quickly to the magic of Sunday news talk shows.
Right.
And he's not good in that.
No, it was like that was his goal, though,
and
was to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
Well,
and
I think for a long time the Democrats have been going along saying, well, there's a fight between, you know, the grassroots and the DLC Democrats. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, the DLC Democrats can just disappear.
Yeah, but Bush, I mean, Clinton did win twice.
Well, that was Clinton. That wasn't the DLC. Clinton's the best politician who ever walked, even better than Willie Brown.
Whoa.
I'm sure glad you said that.
That's
quietly.
Dangerous territory there.
And believe me, the five-second delay button, they hit it.
We're speaking with Molly Ivins here at 960. The
All right. It's
Molly,
been great talking to y'all.
What do you got coming up? Anything that you want to plug?
No, but I will be out there in your very own fair city to pick up an award from the journalism educators who are having a big convention out there.
When is that, Melody?
Yeah.
When is
you
this?
You didn't know we educated people for it.
No, journalists don't educate. That's an oxymoron. When is that? When are you going to do that?
Let's see. That's going to be right around the 1st of August, 3rd.
It would be great if you could find some time to come in here. We would love to have you.
It's been fun talking to y'all. It really has.
You take great care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Molly.
Molly Ivins. You can read her on Creator Syndicate. She's all over the place in probably about 350 papers across the country.
At least.
And she's done a couple of talk shows. She's done the Sabbath gas bag circuit a couple of times.
And she was probably the inspiration for the comment made by late-night talk show host, comic, Jay Leno, when he said Bush did not use the S word. He was trying to pronounce Shiite.
That's funny. That was Leno? I've always said he has good writers.
We are keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. We're going to go to news at the bottom of the hour. We got John Scott waiting with news, weather, and traffic. John, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Here we go with traffic first in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Plus, was this time by Mattress Discounters. Here's what's happening. Headed to the East Bay on 24, you'll be slowed down in front of the Caldecott. Stall in the, looks like, number 3 lane, 24 eastbound. 680 southbound after Diablo Road, car stall also in the left lane. And a two-car crash on 580 westbound before Lakeshore. It's in the far right lane. Metering lights are on, back up to about the 880 overcross.
Heavy on the upper deck with no stalls or accidents reported. 15-minute delays on BART from downtown SF to Dublin and Baypoint. The train got taken out of service. It is a spare the air day, too, by the way. For a limited time during Mattress Discounters instant rebate sale, you'll save up to $250 on select Simmons Beauty Rest and Sealy Posturepedic mattress sets. And pay nothing for one full year on approved credit. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for less. And check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit QuakeRadio.com. 8:30, here's what's happening at 960 The Quake. Officials are urging we Californians to please conserve energy today as demand for electricity may set a new record this afternoon. With temperatures in inland California still past 100 again, power companies are trying to get the juice back on for thousands of customers. A spokesman for PG&E says about 32,000 homes and businesses are still this hour without power. In South San Jose and Gilroy, in the East Bay, about 8,000 folks in Pittsburgh and Antioch with no juice, and they're going to have highs well over 105 this afternoon. PG&E says they'll try and get power on back as fast as they can, but they don't have a definite time yet. Israeli troops have taken control of a hilltop in a strategic town in Lebanon. Military officials say the town remains mostly under the control of Hezbollah militants, but seizing even part of it is considered important because Hezbollah's leader made a defiant speech there after Israel ended its occupation in 2000. Northern California law enforcement officials say that they were on track to break last year's record for the number of pot plants seized in a year. More than 120,000 marijuana plants have been pulled out of the ground in Mendocino County just this year. Quake weather. Nice, cool, foggy on the coast, and just hot everywhere else. 50s and 60s coastside, 80s around 90 around the bay, and inland temperatures still today. Livermore, 109, Danville, 107, Concord, 103 this afternoon. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters. They were a part of the musical landscape of the 70s, and soon they're coming to the Bay Area, and the Quake has your free tickets. For a chance to see Steely Dan with special guest Michael McDonald at the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View Tuesday, July 25th, log on to quakeradio.com.
HD Radio is a great new technology that offers static-free digital sound, plus new, exciting free programming. But if you don't have the right tuner, you miss it all. At Crutchfield.com, we'll help you find the HD radio that fits your car. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
960thequake.com, your online pass to the Bay Area's progressive talk station.
I'm sick and tired of hearing.
Bringing you the truth at the speed of sound, we are here at the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street in downtown San Francisco, right on the water. You can see the Bay Bridge from the Hotel Vitale Lounge that Will and Willie Keeping It Real broadcast from every day, Monday through Friday. And today is Monday, July 24th at 8:37 a.m., 911 days, 911. Until the reign of Bush 2 ends.
And it's the start of the 30th week.
The 30th?
Of this episode.
This little experiment. In progressive
this,
news talk.
This reality radio.
This hybrid.
Yes.
Yes. The comedian and the politician, and you tell them apart.
There's no show like this.
No, there isn't.
In America.
No.
None.
No.
I think, however...
People should be telling their friends.
Yeah, Whoopi's going to knock us off to another... week.
Oh, she come on in a week?
She comes on in a week. She's going to do exactly our show, I think. Something comparable to our show. Our attempt to do so. But we are the real thing. We're not, you know.
No, we're the original.
None of this is scripted. None
of this
is made
up. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
The Xerox without any toner.
Yeah, she's the knockoff. Ordinary, you buy it at the flea market.
That's right. She's the one that you get on the corner.
Yeah. And if we are successful, her next... opportunity for purchase will be at the garage sale.
She can steal Paul Wells from us.
Yes.
Now, on Saturday's Chronicle, there was an article, and this is from the Washington Post. And of course, they have a lot of wire service articles that they end up printing. This is Representative Gil Gutnecht, Republican from Minnesota, once a strong supporter of the war. He came back from Iraq last week, and he declared that conditions in Baghdad were far worse than we've been led to believe. And that's an exact quote.
That's what he said.
Urging the troop withdrawals begin immediately. And then another representative, Patrick McHenry, a Republican from North Carolina, said, it's like after Katrina when the Secretary of Homeland Security was saying all those people weren't really stranded at the New Orleans Civic Center when we were watching them being stranded on TV. We can't look like we won't face reality. And that's what's happening.
Well, that's the attitude that I think that most Republicans seeking re-election this fall will take vis-a-vis the Bush administration. I don't think you'll find them out there trying to defend the war. I think Molly is absolutely correct when she says Democrats have been reacting to Karl Rove allegations of lack of patriotism on their part. She says Democrats are wrong. They should not be bothering with that. People are looking for somebody who is going to have nerve enough to say this war is a bad war. It's a wrong war. We never should have been there, no matter where you were yesterday. Tomorrow is tomorrow, and you ought to be moving on, not just for deployment, but you ought to be for something beyond that. And I think Molly is right, and the evidence that these two Republicans who most recently went to Iraq and came back and on an uncensored basis proceeded to say exactly what every aspect of what they observed would have dictated that they should say, and they didn't cover it up. They literally sounded like somebody comparable to Kerry and the resolution that he had about why we ought to be out, or John Murtha and the effort that he's making to get us out of Iraq. Those two Republicans are sounding the same way. Every Republican, in my opinion, seeking re-election, either for the U.S. Senate or for the Congress, is going to find themselves at odds with their constituency if they don't take the same position in the fall elections.
I think the whole country is turning that way. We're keeping it real here on 960 The Quake.
Will and Willie. We want to hear from you. Our phone number is 866-960-5753. That phone number is
866-960-5753.
Or KQKE, which are our call letters. And that's why we're the Quake. We want to find out, is the country moving to the progressive opinion that we should not be in Iraq, that it's just a quagmire. We're just getting sucked deeper and deeper into it. What do you think? Give us a call. We want your opinion here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie.
The trial that's going on in Iraq involving Saddam seems to be without any defendants. None of the defendants showed up. None of the lawyers showed up. No, he's on a hunger strike.
14 days? Yeah, you get sick after 14 days of not eating.
Well, I don't know. Not if you're Saddam. You ate so much when you were at the top of the tier.
He's living off the evil.
That's right. That's right. He'd like to be back in that hole where they found him. I wonder what the guy, what kind of reward the guy who dropped the dime on him got for that.
I wonder if he's not taxed. You think he got the $25 million?
Oh, I think he's driving a cab in the city now.
What about Zarqawi? We never heard if the guy picked up the
You mean the guy that,
that
got... Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm sure that, the guy's in the witness protection program somewhere in the world.
The Khyber Pass. He's hiding out. He's got a cave. He's got a really nice cave in the Khyber Pass, $25 million worth of renovations. Because that's the only place you're going to, there's going to be a fatwa on
here.
He has
one of those Swiss bank accounts that our visitor told us about. You recall a few days ago.
I didn't read that book. I got to take that book with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to read that.
Read that book because I told you, I'm going to open an account. If this show ever pays me, I'm putting the money in this account, into my Swiss bank account. I want to be able to say that. Wouldn't it be? I'm telling you, it's really chic.
Very chic.
Yeah. How about you write a check on your Swiss bank account? You pay your American.
I don't know.
Express.
Can you do that?
I don't know.
It's just have it deducted from my Swiss bank account. Here's my
That's
number.
Right. Here's my debit card.
We got a caller here on 960 The Quake. You can join us as well. And that phone number is 866-960-5753. And is the caller on the line?
Yes, this is Joe.
Joe, hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, Oakland, but the road.
Ah, you're on the road?
Yes.
It's a good cell phone. Who's your service?
Am I allowed to say that?
Sure.
Verizon.
Ah, it's a good line, man.
I've always liked it.
Okay, what's the story? What are you on?
It wasn't really about Verizon, the reason I called.
Why did you?
I'm just kind of curious if you had the same... I have a deep distrust of where the Republicans, what they're doing. Roves, it seems to be putting the Democrats on the defense, and that seems to be the intention. My concern is that right now, with Republicans suddenly coming out and saying, oh, gee whiz, the war is not right, things are not what we've been led to believe, this seems like now with the Democrats being on the defensive, they have to swing around, and it seems like they have to swing around and reassume leadership in being against the war and pulling out. Do you agree with that, or what are your views on that?
Well, I'll respond first, and Will, who is a far more left-winger than I could ever dream of being, he, as a matter of fact, sets the standard for what it means to be left-wing on radio. On radio. Well, on the war issue, though, let me tell you, I do believe that as the Republicans begin to run out their agenda for re-election, silence is going to be the best you hear from Democrats. Of course, they should be leading the issue and leading the work on their opposition to the war, but they're not. The Republicans don't seem to have to apologize for an absence of patriotism, and my guess is that they're going to become the anti-war people. They're going to become the ones saying, bring the troops home, and Democrats are going to be left in the dust on the issue if they're not careful.
If they don't take the lead. You know what? I don't know if this is right, and Joe, I don't know if you're still with us, but I think we might need a turnover in leadership in the Democratic Party. I think all these guys are tainted. Everyone has been tainted by indecision, by kowtowing to the Republicans, by general kissing up. I think they're all tainted. I think Hillary, I think Lieberman, even Harry Reid. I think we need a new generation of leaders that are going to have to come out of this. And I think you're right. I think someone should grab the standard, grab the shield, and say, this is wrong. Let's get out of here with some sort of honor.
I totally agree with that. For me, I can't believe that the Democratic Party actually lost the previous election. That just amazes me.
I can't believe they lost the last two.
The first one, that might have been out of their hands, but.
Certainly didn't lose it. We the count was never done.
Had it wrested away.
Yeah, yes. Gore and the Democrats in the U.S. Senate were too concerned about the stability of this democracy if they challenged the vote count in Florida. Only the Black Caucus members were willing to stand on the floor and insist that there be a complete count.
And Al Gore instructed every Senate member not to vote for them.
Not to speak up on their behalf. It would have taken only one senator
to sign
to
that.
Put it in play. And believe me, no matter how much Al Gore does about global warming, you can never forget that 6 years and 7 months ago, he had the chance to make global warming a reality over that entire 6 years and 7 months, and he chose, in the interest of stability, not to.
Yeah, it seems like this seems like a series of very embarrassing maneuvers on, I can't say what the party that's in power isn't embarrassing, but the challenging party just seems to have done a lot of embarrassing maneuvers and not backed it up with candidates that are willing to stand up.
There was an old Saturday Night Live skit where Bill Murray and what's her name? Roseanne. What was her name? Gilda Radner. Where the two of them were teenagers and their father had Leubner's disease. And Leubner's disease was he was born without a spine. And apparently the Democrats have contracted Leubner's disease. We're keeping it real here.
It's probably in the DNA.
On 960, the Quake. Coming up, what would Willie do?
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hoffyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Let's eat light today.
I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
960, The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station.
Boom! What would Willie do? Boom, boom.
Every day here, we ask the mayor of San Francisco a previously unrehearsed question of national and local or state import. And with no rehearsal or introspection or time allowed whatsoever, he answers with his gut instinct in a segment we call What Would Willie Do? And today's question, Mr. Brown, if we take my conceit seriously that this whole generation of Democratic leaders have been poisoned, that they have been tattooed with the scarlet letter of incompetence, how do Democrats encourage a new breed of leaders to step up? How they cleanse the palate before November of 2008?
It's interesting that you put that question to me in the fashion in which you did, following Molly's comments, following your comments, because I had time to think about this one without letting you know that I was thinking about it. I'm already thinking about it as a chapter in my book based on my reaction to your two comments. My guess, well, is that there will have to be a new Democratic leader or a series of Democratic leaders who will step forward and without fear began to challenge the entire system as we know it, whether it's internally within the Democratic Party, whether it's externally as an office holder or a potential office holder on questions of that nature. I think there has to be that kind of a voice emerging and using, by the way, the tools of communications, which seems to be unacceptable to many politicians. The business of every day having a Russ Feingold or Ted Kennedy or somebody with a clear voice doing a broadcast, having someone blogging every day, having someone on a regular basis communicating with a whole group of people out there with whom we are not talking, except on the rare occasions when we're pushing our candidacy. I think just as radio was important when Al Smith was a candidate for governor back in 1927 or 28, when that occurred, when he became a candidate for president as a result of that, only Franklin Roosevelt understood how important radio could really be. He mastered the art of using radio for that purpose. I think the new systems of communications will afford the opportunity for a clear voice, a voice developed around trusted action, actions that can be participated in by lots of people. I said to you earlier this morning, it seems to me I want to follow a Democrat who says gas prices are too high, let's go burn the gas pump. Not literally, but figuratively. A Democrat who says that, a person who says that, will begin to develop a reaction among the people that will propel him or her into a new dramatic leadership role. Do not make the mistake of assuming that Gavin Newsom didn't understand that without being able to articulate it when he said in February of 2004, the shackles of prohibition against same-sex marriages must be thrown off at whatever cost, and we must proceed. And you saw that huge line of people encircling City Hall, all for the express purpose of doing something that they were prohibited by statute from doing, knowing that 10 to 15 years downstream, that'll be a reality. The whole series of issues that are out there, whether it's health care, whether it's drug pricing, whether it's insurance coverage, whether it's disaster aid, whether it's the war in Iraq, you name it, the leadership awaits the opportunity for one of us to grab the horns and move with it, and we do so using the new technology and the new means of communications, and I suspect the primaries and the caucuses among Democrats will no longer be relevant. That system is designed to protect those who are inside of the Beltway, mentally speaking, not those who would assault the Beltway. We need an assaulter of the Beltway. That's what Willie would do.
Bring on the Cossacks.
That's what would Willie do. You had time to think about that one, didn't you?
No, I did not. I did not, in all honesty. I'm
but think going of the irony. Blind. Think of the irony of Willie Brown, you know, a man who eschews email, a man refuses to have anything that he writes, because you can get rid of email, you can delete it all you want, but there will always be a ghostly imprint somewhere on your DNA, the DNA of your computer. But you encouraging people to understand the new media, I think you're right. I think it's the only way.
I think it is absolutely the tool of the future. It is a way on a daily basis to squelch any misrepresentation that's made. To show you how effective it really is, the nonsense that I somehow got warned before I went to the airport.
And now it's become fact.
It's still a reality. Yeah. This is how many years
later,
and I'm still with cab drivers. Believe me, if we can reach that level of impact with something so tragically false, just think of what we could do if we were to run out there with a something, even if it's creative truth, it'll be better than what we're currently experiencing.
What would Willie do? Every day it's something.
Every day it's something.
Today we have another guest coming up, and you won't be able to hear him on his show. He's actually going to play golf with somebody. So from 10 to 1, there will be a guest host on the Big Ed Schultz show. But he will be here live with us in the next segment here on Monday morning, keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California
on board a luxury houseboat.
This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television. Bring both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Lisa Goddard in Jerusalem. What can the United States do? What will it do? Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in Beirut, a dramatic unannounced stop in the city under siege to show American support for Lebanon and to meet with top Lebanese officials. Rice is announcing some aid for the embattled country, but she's unlikely to give its leaders what they want most.